You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Friday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time for Boat Smart, getting ready for the summer boating. We've got our boating experts in the house, Stefan Schmidt and Bill Kidwell, who are getting ready to punk me, I think.
I think we're going to have some quiet time.
They said they just weren't going to talk this morning. I said, no, you can't. You got to tell them everything about boating.
We got so much to talk about. We can never do that, you know. The show's not long enough as it is.
Yeah, we could do 2 hours of this, no doubt.
No doubt about it.
No doubt.
And our listeners, the ones that are going to text in and stuff, they keep this show going, so we appreciate that.
850-437-1620.
That is the number. And our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. You can check out all their specials and things that they have going on out there at Key Marine. Also, check them out on Facebook as well. So they are your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel Outboard, and MerCruiser dealership, and they would take care of any of your boating needs as far as your boat goes. It's like if you have accessory problems, bilge pumps not working, anything like that, they can take care of it, plus service those products as well. And if your product's not worth servicing and it needs to be repowered, they can do that also. And Bill's going to talk about some specials they have in-house right now that they'll be able to help you out on that kind of stuff also. So I'm the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. I've been over there 17 years teaching marine service technology, and I really enjoy my job. I don't even consider it a job. It's kind of a hobby now.
It's what you're passionate about.
I love it.
So it makes it easy.
I do love it. And I want to talk a little bit about yesterday, because yesterday was an interesting day, and we'll talk about that just a little bit. I went to the Wharf Boat Show last week.
That's right. How was it?
It was great. Got to ride on some boats out there, and I'm going to put that on the video for Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade, the Boat Smart Show today. I will have that up by the end of the weekend.
Were they new models?
New models, different boats, different products, all kinds of stuff out there. It's one of the biggest boat shows in our area, and Bill was out there as well. We ran into Bill. He hung out with some of my students, right, Bill?
Oh, yeah. The one that we sold that motor to recently. Yeah. They were so engaged. I was impressed by that. They were so interested in just talking and being part of the boating industry.
We had about 6 or 7 show up at the boat show.
That's great.
The ones that are just, you know, they want to be there, you know.
Well, if you love what you do,
that was a good sign and that. And, you know, we just had a great time out there. So yesterday I was not at school. I had to take a day off for some things I had to square away. Mm-hmm. And I just want to give a shout out to my students, because I was so impressed by them. We actually got a text message from the substitute teacher last night. I did.
Uh-huh.
Telling me how awesome and wonderful my students are and how much he enjoyed watching my class, you know?
Wow, doesn't happen all the time, does it?
Well, not for every class. I have to brag. My students, you know, when I'm not there, mm-hmm. they continue to be engaged, because what I teach them, Bill, is when the boss is not there, you have to keep working.
Right.
Right? Like, you're not there right now. Hopefully all your employees are doing what they're supposed to do.
And from what I understand, you've got them all driving each other, and that's the way it's going to happen, especially if they come to Key Marine and become part of our team. Yeah. Everyone's driving each other to become a better technician.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I was so happy about that information, and also wanted to mention that we have some, I put out an email, so I got some jobs that came in, several jobs. It's starting to look like a boatyard over there, actually.
Wow.
And so while I was taking care of personal business yesterday that I had to take care of, I'm getting messages on my phone from people that have their boats, or, man, I want to take my boat out, you know, and so they're kind of pushing us to get their boats ready, which we don't do like dealerships. Mm-hmm. It's a learning environment.
Right.
So some dealerships were probably quicker in some respects, but one boat in particular, they wanted it by the weekend, which we couldn't make that happen. It just came in on Monday. They wanted it by Thursday. couldn't make it happen, but I did send an email to my students, and they just grabbed that thing by the horns and literally got it in the shop and started working on it so the customer can have it back next week.
Nice.
So, you know, putting that pressure on the students, which you guys understand that, right, Bill? When you put pressure on a tech to get something done, it's promised or needs to be out. They're under a little pressure, aren't they?
Right, and that's definitely teaching them for the way it should be in the field, as getting the customers back their boats as soon as possible. I've talked about that in detail in previous shows here, that we've done everything in our power, and we're still only a couple days out at looking at your boat because of it.
You know, customers sometimes, I'm not going to say unreasonable, but unrealistic about trying to get stuff out of the shop. You know, sometimes it just doesn't happen. But as we work on boats, the technicians, the shops, even at the school, you want the customer to have their boat back. Because you want them to enjoy their boat. We really want that, don't we, Bill? We want the customer to enjoy their boat.
Yep.
And to get it out of there, sometimes they're not happy if we can't make something happen.
Sure.
But I promise you, most shops, especially Key Marine, I guarantee you, want you to have your boat back. And if something happens where they just can't quite get it back to you when you want it back, it just happens sometimes like that, you know. I've got a drone in the hospital out in Vegas right
still?
Now. Aww. And, yeah, it's in the hospital, yeah.
The
and
drone
I had to pay
hospital.
For it yesterday. And, I'm kind of like, hey, when they called me, and I said, when am I going to have my drone back? We got order parts, and,
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I want it back. They're not going to get it back to me so quickly, but I want it back.
Right.
So that's how people are with their boats, and I understand sunny weekends and stuff like that. The pressure is on, right?
Right. The time is on now.
Yep. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. We're going to give something away about 20 after. We'll do that today and get on that giveaway.
Okay.
But also, I'm going to just go ahead and turn it over to Bill and let him hit his points here, and we're going to continue our conversation about courtesy and safety, I think. So
The
mic is yours, man. Have it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
These guys are rowdy this one. You know what it is? Boating season is back. The boaters are rowdy. They're ready to get out of here and get on their boats.
That's right.
I can tell.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm already pumped up because of us pushing to get everyone their boats before the weekend. I stayed about 2 hours after last night making calls, getting everything in order. We've got, two or three repowers finishing up today, and we're just super excited because of it.
Great.
And I only had one cup of coffee, I swear, this morning, but that's just natural driven passion that Stefan and I both share. Yeah, to begin with, I wanted to give a shout out to one of the faithful listeners to this show and also to 92.3. He talked about how he's met Meg at certain events and all. He always listens to Andrew McKay and impressed with him, as I am as well. His name is Johnny DeBow. He called in last week and on the trivia and won it. And I remember as soon as it was said that name, I said, wow, his name sounds familiar. And Meg said, yep, he is familiar. And so he stopped by, I believe, day before yesterday to pick up his prize, and we got to talking with him. Very interesting individual, faithful listener, and he's actually considering repowering his boat
this
point.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, he's got a same thing. He's got a pontoon boat that he's had since it was new. It has one of the older, like the 50 carbureted motors.
Okay.
That I worked on probably 3 or 4 years ago, because that particular motor requires a skill set when it comes to the synchronization of the carburetors and all. And really, I mean, the motor still runs okay and all that from what I understand, from what he's telling me. But it really, you know, once you go to EFI and stuff, it's not such a babysit, because all the holes in a carburetor that pass the fuel, they're so small with today's fuel and all. It takes a lot more effort to keep up with a carbureted four-stroke, and none of them are that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're all EFI. So, yeah, we're looking into that for him, and I believe we'll be calling him either today or within the next day or so.
I had an idea that popped in my head.
Uh-oh.
He may want to donate that motor to George Stone.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if they got anything working on that, but, you know.
Yeah.
We'll
have to talk to Johnny about that. But
okay.
I definitely wanted to give him a shout-out, and because I was really impressed of how, you know, engaged he was with me at the counter and how excited he is, not only for our business, but for 92.3.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Johnny, and thank you, Bill, for saying that. That's great.
Right. And so I wanted to mention as well that, you know, we're starting to run out of that incentive. It ends next Tuesday for Yamaha and Mercury to deal with free extended warranty. I'm not sure what they'll do in the future. But, yeah, just to remind everybody, that's like for their Yamaha's largest motor, that's $8,470 value for free for extended warranty on that motor. And then I also wanted to mention that we do have a couple of those in stock, not the big ones, but we do have, I think they're 115s, ready for a transom, you know, ready to hang them on. And just wanted to remind everybody that any motors that we have in stock, we give discounts on those even more so than, you know, we're never selling a motor at MSRP because, you know, we've made changes at our place that and allow us to do that. We don't have to charge them the full MSRP on anything. But we have some deep discounts on some Mercuries that we have in the crate still. I believe we have like 15 of those. And, you know, they're just looking for your transom. So give us a call.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And let me see what else here. I believe that's about it, you know, that I have to talk about our shop at this point.
Okay, well, I got a question for both of you from one of our listeners, 850-437-1620. This is Boat Smart, so if you got a boating question, now is the time. This listener says, I need help with my 2008 Johnson 115 horsepower two-stroke. 2008.
Yeah. I know I can't help you, but Bill probably can.
Well, I do have one guy, one of our technicians that makes part of our Key Marine team. He does have a lot of experience with those older motors. And really, at the end of the day, it comes down to can we get parts? And so, like I'd mentioned in the past, that we do take some of those on to make it, because there's very few places that work on those anymore that you can really trust. You can mm-hmm. find, you know, people on the side or backyard mechanics and whatever, but to have a factory trained professional that knows what he's doing, and this particular guy, Ben Spears, he's been doing it for about 35 years now. So we may be able to handle that. You'll just have to give us a call at 850-492-0487, and we can discuss the details of what you're wanting there. We're going to try and help you out if we can.
Yeah, a lot of times it's just not worth fixing. It depends on the motor and how much it costs, you know, the year and everything.
So right, right.
A lot of time, and how, you know, what's it going to take to fix it?
Right.
At that point, repowers in the
and Bill plan. What's the best thing to do? Should I call for an appointment first, or should I just, if I've got the boat on the trailer, and bring it on down, have y'all take a look at it to get an estimate? How does all that work?
If you would, on something like that, give us a call. And that's very interesting what Stefan just mentioned. I think I just mentioned a few minutes ago that we have a couple 115 Yamahas in stock. I know we have some Mercury 115s in stock, and not only from a standpoint of the cost of operation that you'll get by doing that, right now a 115 Johnson will use at least twice the fuel, okay? And if you checked lately, that's not cheap.
Oh,
and
that's true.
Two-stroke oil to go with that. And also, you know, in a lot of cases, it makes more sense from a monetarily standpoint. Wow, that's a big word. That, you know, just makes sense to do that, not only from saving money, but peace of mind, because a motor of that age and all, and just the way they were made back then, is not as reliable as today's motors.
Okay.
Yeah. Give them a call, let them look at what you got, talk to them a little bit, and then you can make a good decision on what you need to do with your boat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a question, please text it into Boat Smart this morning on Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. So I know that last week we talked a lot about courtesy on the water, safety on the water, and we had a few things you guys wanted to mention again this week too.
Yeah, we concentrated on the boat ramps and that kind of thing, and you can go on and on about boat ramps, you know. It just continues to be something that people deal with every time they take their boat out. I went out last weekend, I believe, and had no issues at the boat ramp. You know, everything was
perfect. That's because everybody heard the show.
Yeah, because everybody heard the show. And I didn't tell them where my boat ramp was. I'm not going to. But I'll tell you, yeah. So if you watch Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade on YouTube, you can find that boat ramp. So it is on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, so yeah, we'll kind of go with that. But let's do the giveaway. We've got 20 after, so we'll do the giveaway, and then we'll continue on with the courtesy on the water.
Okay.
All right. We're excited about that this week, as we are every week. And this week, the question, we have a question this time, and it is, what is the device called that's tied to a rope that you throw over the boat to hold yourself in place when the boat is not moving?
I know the answer to that.
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
Okay, you have no excuses, y'all. 850-437-1620. Say that question again.
Okay, it's what is the device called that is secured to a rope that you throw over the side of the boat to hold it in place when you're not moving? And the prize this week is a Suzuki Huggy and a Mercury OEM T-shirt. Yeah, nice. Most everything we give is OEM stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Very nice. And when you text in that answer, be sure and text in with your email as well. Okay?
That'll work.
All right, 850-437-1620. And is it the first, the second, the third? How do y'all want to do this?
The first.
First one in. Okay.
So let's talk about courtesy and alarm. Let you start, because then I'll just add as you go.
Right, because I'm sure we both have a lot to add there.
Oh yeah.
And there's operating a boat is quite a bit different than operating a car. And like we had talked about in the past, the day begins at the ramp and ends at the ramp, and we've already kind of touched on that. But while you're out on the water, the same thing applies when it comes to courtesy. You want everybody to get along, and then first and foremost, you don't want there to be any problems, you know, as far as collisions and stuff like that. So being as there aren't any lanes to deal with on the water, you'll see sometimes people just don't respect that. But you want to treat it almost like a road, you know, be on the right side and then pass each other like you would on the road. Another important thing is because the waters are so wide, the waterways and all, that sometimes people might be coming directly at you. But I've learned a long time ago, if you'll just kind of commit your bow to tell that person that's coming at you that, hey, I'm planning on turning to the right or starboard and pass on the correct side, that kind of reduces confusion. And you can just kind of whip the boat to the side and, you know, commit the nose that way and then straighten it back out. That goes a long way.
Yeah, have your head on a swivel at all times, looking around. You know, we go out and we play on the boat, and we're enjoying the day, and we got a lot of people on the boat. I have to say the captain is probably going to be the most worn-out person at the end of the day, because if they're doing things correctly, you're actually paying attention to what's going on around you, and that wears you down mentally, of course, watching the other boaters. My main concern a lot of times is when I'm approaching a boat, watching that boat to see what direction it goes or which direction it's going, and making that turn, like you say. I will do that a lot of times. I'll see a boat coming toward me, and I'm going to make a definite maneuver one direction or the other to make them know that, you know, I'm moving – I see you, and I'm moving to give you room.
Right. So that's very important. Cut out on that confusion a lot.
Yeah, so yeah, that's really an important part.
Yeah, that's interesting that you do the same thing. And your more experienced boaters will do that. And there's a lot other things going on out there.
Watch your wake. You know, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're out, when you're going through a no-wake zone or even any area where you may have a boater that's sitting on the side fishing, maybe you have a kayak or anything like that that you're passing, have the courtesy to slow down a little bit and give them a lesser wake when you're passing other boats and stuff, as far as boats that are sitting.
That's
that kind
very
of situation,
important. It
know?
Really is. That matters a lot. I know it matters to me when I'll be bass fishing out on the river or whatever, and another boat. Sometimes people just don't even think about that. They got their mind, I need to get to point B, and they're not being courteous about that. But if you just come off plane a lot of times and give them that, that means so much.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We got a winner.
We had several people that had texted in this morning, so thanks to everybody that texted in. But our winner's name is Jim, and I want to say it's a New Orleans kind of thing, Boteray.
Oh,
I think
okay.
That's a Boteray. So congratulations, Jim. You've won.
You win a Suzuki Huggy and a Mercury T-shirt. And if you'll come out to 5621 Bower Road, where we're located, we'll give it to you and try to be there within a month. We'll hold it for 30 days for you. But, yeah, come on out. We can kind of show you around and whatnot.
Okay, that sounds great. So congratulations. And y'all been doing this every Friday, giving a little something away. So this is kind of fun.
Try to do that.
Yeah. Okay, I got another text coming in, a more serious business here. Is it true that sailboats always have the right of way?
So the answer to that is not true always.
Okay.
If they have their sails up, they do have right of way. Okay. If they are motoring, you have to go back to motorized boats. In other words, if the sail's up, you should give them way.
Okay.
But when they're on their engine, or pushed to being propelled, it falls under any rules of other boats that have an engine attached to it.
Yeah, and that's really important to know because of, I believe the bunch of sailings going on in the bay now with the team coming here. And
oh, for sure. Yeah. That's and a good point.
Yeah. You know, I didn't realize that, Stephen, but I learn a lot from you.
There you go.
Too.
We're being boat smart today.
Yeah.
Well, you've got American Magic, and now they have the races this weekend, and we're going to see more and more. As you said, it's a perfect, great point. We have lots more sailboats
now.
Yeah,
so you got to pay attention to that. So if I see a sailboat, I'm giving them a lot of room because they tack back and forth and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you really can't tell, you know, kind of sometimes that they're going to move to the left or right of you, what have you. So I always do that.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend, if you're not familiar with boating, go to and do a boater safety course.
I was just going to say, you get a new boat, you're all excited, but now what?
Yeah, that's the first step. Mm-hmm. Is do a boater safety course. They you have them online. I think I don't know if they're free or not, but you go online. I've been doing this so long, I should probably go do one.
Right, just to see a refresher course.
Yeah, my students actually do that as well. Because a lot of places they work, they have to have that course under the belt to go to work at places because they're running boats and stuff like that.
I would think so. That would make sense.
That's important too. Yeah, so. You know, so do the boater safety course. That will get you started there. I had some friends go with me to the boat show, and they were kind of looking for a boat, and then all of a sudden they decided they want jet skis.
Oh.
And I'm going to go look at a jet ski with my friend. He's one of my fellow teachers, but he's going to have to do a boater safety course and start understanding the waterways and how to maneuver, even though it's on a jet ski.
Can I just say I have observed that jet ski renters, that people that rent them that don't own them, and they make me very nervous because they don't seem to be abiding by any kind of right-of-way. They're just out there running around.
Yeah, since you're talking about courtesy on the water, probably the most – I don't even know if this is a word. Uncourteous boaters are going to be most people on jet skis.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them are renters, so they really aren't used to being on the water,
renters,
right? They're vacationing.
Yeah, even whether you're a renter or not, I just find the fact that they don't go by the same rules as we do.
Right.
What do you think, Bill?
They're definitely a lot more maneuverable, too, and they're harder to see by other boaters.
That's true.
And they can cause some major damage, and it can be very, very risky out there operating around them if you're in a boat, and then also usually the guy on the jet ski ends up on the short end of the stick if there's a collision.
But they can do some damage to a boat. And a lot of those jet skis are high. They run pretty fast.
You can get
the 70s mile an hour mark or better. I agree with you on the rental stuff. You put somebody, I don't know if they give them quick lessons or whatever. I don't know what they do.
I don't know.
You know, I've been on some fast jet skis up in the 90 mile an hour range, and you're moving.
Yeah, they're definitely really quick. And here's another thing I just thought about operating any kind of craft on the water. People are used to being in a car that has a windshield. And one of the factors that matters a lot when it comes to vision and seeing everybody else around you and having your neck on a swivel, like Stephen says, is a lot of people don't realize, especially in faster craft, that your eyes will tend to water and your eyelids can buffet, especially on some of the wicked stuff that I used to drive when I started my career here.
Yeah.
That's a big factor, too, that can definitely be a factor.
Sure. I don't know if I told everybody. I know we only got about a minute left, but I went to the wharf and we came back and the fog hit. I think I mentioned
that. Oh, the fog this morning was bad.
Yeah, and the fog actually came down like a curtain on the trip back.
Mm-hmm.
My main concern, I couldn't see anything. And I had my GPS, so I was traveling by using it. No radar, of course, or anything. But my main concern was the other boats. That was my main concern. A fast boat traveling through the fog is probably the most dangerous point of that. You know, so again, if those situations, courtesy, slowing down for other boats, making sure that, you know, hey, there could be another boat pop out of the fog, you know, and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of factors to all that.
Well, that also isn't supposed to have safety lights, too.
Oh, yes, well, yeah, you got to turn your lights on, no doubt. Yeah, you turn your lights on.
I was going to add something about that. A personal experience, it was several years back. The fireworks, 4th of July, got canceled in Blackwater. So we were making our way around, and as we came underneath the Pensacola Bay Bridge there, we could see all the boats in the distance, but there was a boat closer to us that their light was super dim.
Uh-oh.
But to me, because of the eyelid thing and all that, to me, it looked like it was in the distance, and it was loaded with people. We almost hit them. That would have been really bad. So make sure your equipment's in proper order.
Okay. Yeah,
sure.
All right. Some websites, phone numbers.
So go to keymarinecenter.com. That's the best place to go for all your boating needs. We need an hour.
Please. We're just getting warmed up, guys.
Thank you all for the calls today. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
All right.
See you.
Happy boating. This is Pep Talk.